Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We're watching the markets and, of course, the worst drop in 7 years on Wall Street yesterday. The banking system is reacting. The Federal Reserve is going to be reacting. Americans are reacting. And also the campaigns for the presidency are reacting to the economic crisis overnight and continuing throughout the day. Joining us now is Robert Reich, who's a professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. He served in the Clinton administration and is currently an economic advisor to Barack Obama. Secretary Reich, thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning.
Why Barack Obama continues to speak in these euphemisms of people not minding the store and sort of generally reacting to what's been going on, rather than hearing the kind of policy prescriptions of, say, the trust-busting Teddy Roosevelt or the New Deal FDR?
Well, Obama has provided a huge host of policy proposals in terms of regulating Wall Street and making sure that Wall Street is playing by the rules. One of the problems we've had with Wall Street is that the Bush administration has not regulated. In fact, at every turn, when suggestions have been made to crack down on fraud or conflicts of interest, the Bush administration has said no. Alan Greenspan is equally guilty, because in 2004, when the federal funds rate went down to 1%, and Greenspan was urged to use the Fed's oversight powers, Greenspan also said, no, he won't do that.
Well, even Christopher Cox at the SEC was saying we don't need more regulation. I guess what I'm asking is, what would the regulatory prescription be from a Barack Obama administration? What regulations do you want specifically?
Well, I think it's very, very specific. I can't say exactly what I would want or what Barack Obama would want, but what Barack Obama keeps saying, and I think he's absolutely right, is we need to make sure that conflicts of interest on Wall Street are overcome. We've got to make sure that every player on Wall Street is providing the public and providing other investors with accurate information in terms of what is actually being provided. You see, there's actually two choices government can make with regard to what it does right now. One is to bail out major players. The Fed and the Treasury have continued to choose this option up until Lehman Brothers. But even now, the Fed has said, okay, we're going to expand the discount window. The Treasury is working with the Fed to decide to try to offer more options to investment banks right now. The other option is to regulate better so that investors and lenders and all of the participants around the world know that the American market is more transparent. They can know what they're buying. One of the biggest problems.
Hold on one second there. I mean, because we're reacting to what Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said yesterday. I mean, Henry Paulson did talk a lot about we need to get rid of outmoded regulations and maybe bring in some new regulations. So at least Henry Paulson is talking sort of the way you're talking. But let me get you away from the candidate for a moment and perhaps more into your comfort zone. Let's say it was the Robert Reich administration who was proposing some sort of specific prescription to help us through this economic turmoil and to deal with hardships on the part of Americans. What would you propose?
Several things, John. And again, I think Barack Obama is proposing exactly the same things. In terms of the markets right now, we've got to make sure that the credit rating agencies are no longer being paid by the issuers of major stocks. We've got to make sure that the balance sheets of the investment banks are no longer providing a lot of ways of hiding off-budget items so that people cannot trust the budget sheets. We've got to make sure, for example, that the securities that are being offered are marked to market, and the particular investment banks that are providing various securities are offering balance sheets that people can trust. You see, at bottom, John, the crisis on Wall Street is not a capital crisis. It's not a solvency crisis. It's a crisis of trust. Nobody is going to deal with the street. Nobody is going to buy securities, or at least they're going to be valued at very, very low rates because nobody knows what the risk is that they're getting involved with. And this is a problem that really transcends the subprime mortgage problem. It's been building for years as Wall Street has become more and more excited about new instruments, derivatives on derivatives, credit default swaps, all sides of collateral debt instruments, things that even the people on Wall Street, the traditional managers, executives, and traders, don't really know what they are dealing with. A couple of years ago, I asked a hedge fund manager to tell me
Mr. Secretary,
what was
actually
in this
hedge fund. Let me just interrupt you there.
And he said he didn't know.
For 1 second, you listed some very complex and intricate financial instruments, as well as some issues that are fundamentally complicated. And to be honest, it seems like some economists don't even understand them. Do you think, in talking about the confidence, how do Americans weed through the bottom line of some of these issues so that they can understand what you or any member of the McCain team might suggest as solutions to the problems?
Well, there are two ranges of solution. I think most people can understand lack of transparency and conflicts of interest. Most people understand the word fraud. Most people understand that Wall Street has been for years engaging in some fancy, very, very complicated instruments and securities that that nobody understood. And it was fine as long as everybody was winning. But as long as when the tide turned in the other direction, and some of the promises were broken, particularly with regard to the beginning of that mortgage-backed securities meltdown, suddenly all the other promises became doubtful.
Well, and certainly a lot of the banks themselves actually became doubtful.
What I'm just suggesting, and I think. Senator Obama is suggesting, and many others who are observing this meltdown are saying, is that instead of providing more and more bailouts, what is needed is more and better regulation.
All right. Well, let's talk about the banks. I mean, as this crisis has unfolded, certainly a lot of people have at least made their way through the transparency and discovered a lot of the risk and lack of value. And as a result, some banks are going out of business. Do you support, and does the Barack Obama campaign support the consolidation of banks that's going on, Bank of America buying Merrill Lynch, the increasing size of J.P. Morgan, if it, for instance, it's already bought Bear Stearns, would it buy AIG, you know, that sort of thing?
Well, I think banking consolidation is fine, John, as long as we don't get ourselves in a position where banks have so much power over the market, individual banks, that there are antitrust concerns.
Isn't that going to happen, though, if the banks get bigger and bigger and bigger?
Exactly.
Well, at some point, absolutely, yes. I mean,
so what is that point? What is that point?
Well, I think if we consolidate down to five or six huge mega banks, that's not necessarily going to be good for the country.
So how do we stop that?
Well, I think it's important that antitrust authorities get involved here as well. You know, one of the background conditions for all of this, and it's not being talked about as much as it should, is that American consumers, the middle class, can't borrow any longer. I mean, as housing prices have dropped, as the credit markets have become more and more clogged, people find that they're lines of credit are gone. That combined with the fact that median wages have actually been dropping over the last 8 years means that the vast American middle class cannot continue to spend money. And if they can't continue to spend money, they can't continue to buy all of the things that are being generated by our economy,
which is a
downward cycle.
Right. But if, as a matter of federal policy, we loosened credit to the middle class with the declining wages and they're able to borrow more, don't we find our way back into this crisis again where more defaults lead to more failures and more people out of work?
Yes, and that's why a tax cut for the middle class, combined with more investments over the long term in their education and their training and their health care, and stronger unions, are all fundamentally important to this whole story. You can't talk about Wall Street without talking about Main Street.
So it's your understanding that today Barack Obama, if you know, in a perfect world and was giving a speech economically, that one of the prime recommendations you think should be stop the consolidation of the banks, get antitrust involved in some of these acquisitions, and a tax cut for the middle class.
Yes, I mean, I can't speak for Barack Obama on every detail, obviously, John. I'm a very peripheral advisor, but I would say, make sure that antitrust is used with regard to making sure there's not too much power in the banking systems centralized, but continuously watch to make sure that the middle class and the lower middle class have enough purchasing power to continue to keep the economy going.
It's a great analysis, Robert Reich, and I did not mean to push you into, you know, sort of the inner circle there in the Barack Obama campaign. I understand you are an advisor and a peripheral one, but it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, John.
Robert Reich, professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley, former Secretary of Labor for Bill Clinton.